Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has conceded defeat in the race narrowly won by Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, saying he will not pursue a recount. Hovde could have requested a recount because his margin of defeat was less than one percentage point at about 29,000 votes, but Hovde said today that he would not do that. Hovde would have had to pay for a recount himself. Baldwin declared victory after the Associated Press called the race for her on November 6th, the day after the election. She outperformed Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin, who lost Wisconsin by about as many votes as Baldwin defeated Hovde. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is grappling with a case affecting whether the swing state's nonpartisan top elections official can remain in her post despite not being reappointed and confirmed by the state Senate. Republicans who control the state Senate tried to fire Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf last year. An attorney for the commission argued before the Supreme Court today that Wolf is validly holding her position as a holdover and the commission is under no obligation to appoint someone. But the attorney for Republican lawmakers argued the commission must appoint an administrator so the Senate can vote on confirming that person. The court will issue a ruling later. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced today that Wisconsin will receive over $101 million to help families lower their home energy costs ahead of the winter season. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program funding comes through government funding legislation with additional support from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program is a federally funded program that helps households with their home energy bills by providing payment and energy crisis assistance to pay for gas, electric, and other methods customers use to heat their homes. Funding can also be used to weatherize homes to make them more energy efficient and during disasters and extreme weather to mitigate energy emergencies. Individuals interested in applying for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program can visit energyhelp.us or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline toll-free at 1-866-674-6327. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it awarded brownfield assessment services to the city of Baraboo to support the investigation of environmental conditions at a former manufacturing property. The award is from the DNR's Wisconsin Assessment Monies Program, which provides contractor services to communities to assess environmental conditions at eligible brownfield sites. A brownfield is a property where expansion, redevelopment, or reuse is complicated by real or potential contamination. Brownfields vary in size, location, age, and past use. The award will support the assessment of environmental conditions at the 0.28-acre property located along the Baraboo River. The city plans to transition the property to park use to increase public access to the river. The future park use will complement planned redevelopment efforts for housing and commercial use at adjacent sites. The property was most recently used for the storage and distribution of dairy products. Prior to 2004, the property was used as a foundry and machine shop and for garment manufacturing and sales. Contamination has been found at adjacent properties. The award provides the city with funding to help foster redevelopment through an assessment of the environmental condition of the property. Average gas prices rose slightly last week with a 1.7 cent bump. The average across the state is $2.83 today. This is 14 cents lower than a month ago and over 19 cents lower than this time last year. According to officials at Gas Buddy, the slight rise is to be expected after the significant drop in prices for several weeks. Several states saw gas prices jump or cycle last week. They will likely see prices decline at the pumps this week. The national average could potentially fall below $3 per gallon just before Thanksgiving. Before you head out to the woods, be sure you're checking your stand for safety. Tree stands are the leading cause of hunting-related injuries and deaths in the U.S. The statistics show about 1 in 3 hunters risk falling and facing serious injury. This is higher for archery hunters at 28% and firearm hunters around 13% of falling or nearly falling. You should inspect your equipment thoroughly before you plan to start hunting. Use a lifeline every time you climb. You should wear a full-body harness at all times. Always follow the three-point rule and keep contact with your stand or tree at 3 points. Use a haul line for your gear and have a hunting plan that you share with someone you trust. Operation Christmas Child, a project of Samaritan's Purse, seeks to demonstrate God's love in a tangible way to children in need around the world and, together with the local church worldwide, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 220 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 170 countries and territories. Shoebox gifts prepared by donors and filled with toys, personal care items, and school supplies may be dropped off now during National Collection Week. Last year, about 866 boxes were dropped off at the Grace Community Church in Richland Center that area churches and individuals had collected. Grace Community Church will once again serve as a drop-off point this week. Shoeboxes may be dropped off tonight and tomorrow night from 5 to 7, Wednesday and Thursday from noon to 2, Friday from 5 to 7, Saturday from 10 to noon, and Sunday from noon to 2. If you would still like to make a donation to Operation Christmas Child's Christmas Shoebox Program, boxes are available in the entryway of Grace Community Church. The door is not locked, so you can pick up a box at any time and return it this week during the drop-off hours. Boxes delivered to Grace Community Church will then be taken to Madison drop-off point before being taken to Chicago to be inspected and sent on their way. Respiratory virus season is underway in Wisconsin, and it's common this time of year for people to seek antibiotics when sick. When used correctly, antibiotics can help you feel better and save lives. However, when taken unnecessarily, they can cause harmful side effects and contribute to antibiotic resistance. To recognize and raise awareness of safe antibiotic use, Governor Tony Evers proclaimed this week as Wisconsin Antibiotic Awareness Week, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is calling attention to the do's and don'ts of taking antibiotics. Antibiotics are only effective for treating certain infections caused by bacteria, and when taken correctly, can prevent and treat serious infections and save lives. However, antibiotics don't treat infections caused by viruses. According to the most recent report on Wisconsin outpatient antibiotic prescribing, in 2021, nearly 33,000 prescriptions were written for patients with symptoms associated with viral illness, such as cough, bronchitis, and upper respiratory symptoms. So there is room for improvement in antibiotic prescribing practices in Wisconsin. DHS supports the efforts of healthcare providers in eliminating unnecessary antibiotic prescribing through provider education and engaging with work groups that connect healthcare providers from around the state. DHS also works in healthcare facilities around the state to review their organization's antibiotic use and prescribing trends. These efforts aim to reinforce proper antibiotic prescribing practices among healthcare providers. There are steps you can take to help prevent spreading antibiotic resistance and preserve the life-saving power of antibiotics. Use antibiotics only when needed. Take antibiotics exactly as directed. Complete the entire course of the antibiotic, even if symptoms disappear. Do not take someone else's antibiotics. The antibiotic may not work and may interfere with the correct treatment. Do not ask for an antibiotic when a doctor has determined it is not necessary. Ask a doctor about penicillin allergy. Some people report being allergic to penicillin, but common reactions to penicillin are often mistaken for an allergy. Dispose of antibiotics correctly. Safely dispose of unused antibiotics in a drug drop box. Find more information about safe antibiotic use and antibiotic resistance on the DHS website. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle are Saturday, Quinton Kleinsaucer. Sunday's winner was Johnny Honer, and today's winner is Jesse Stellner.